Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Megan Ottolini, don't yuck her yum.
What? I just read these back-to-back texts. Mego has a very unique chicken kink, followed by a different number that just says, Mego is disgusting.
You have a chicken kink.
Don't yuck my yum.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
To my slant, ladies and gentlemen. And the Patriots will be taking the third overall quarterback. Watch out! And the argument for J.J. McCarthy is this. He won a national championship. Played at a big program. He's got a high floor. He's smart. Accurate and a terrific leader. And you say, I just watched the accurate quarterback with big program pedigree and a high floor movie for the past 3 years. It's got a worse ending than Old Yeller. No flipping thank you. You, my friend, you have trauma. And Elliot Wolf better understand that if McCarthy is the choice, the region will recoil.
Oh, I'll recoil, all right. I'll do worse than recoil if McCarthy is the pick. Curran likes that Old Yeller line. He had it in print the other day. He used it again there on Quick Slants last night.
You,
on NBC
friend,
Sports Boston.
You have trauma.
I do. I mean, there's lots of it going on when it comes to being scarred by Mac Jones and having to watch him for three straight years. You can jump in here on Jones and Mego with Arkin on WEEI. We're live in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, taking you up to the Red Sox and the Guardians tonight here on WEEI, third game of a four-game set. We have Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox, joining us about a half an hour from now, a little less than that. He's going to join us at 3:15, normally at 2:30 on a Wednesday. Had to back up a little bit, which means we can stretch out our legs and talk a bit more about this Bill Belichick story at ESPN. Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, Jeremy Fowler, with excellent reporting. Robert Kraft stabbing Bill Belichick in the back on the phone to Arthur Blank. Is that part of the reason why Bill doesn't have a job? And do you believe Bill will ever coach again? You can vote at Jones and Mego. It's our big question of the day. 51% say yes, 49% say no. It's our second consecutive very tightly contested poll, which is not happening very often. Normally, we're like 80-20, 70-30. 2 days in a row, we're right there, right around 50-50. You hear that? Listen to that. Those are
young fans.
Those are future in-demo Jones and Mego fans out there running around outside Fenway Park. Give them 10 years. On the quarterbacks, and I do find this interesting, they've been linked to a variety of different quarterbacks over the last few weeks. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, on top of that, also J.J. McCarthy, who you just heard Curran talking about. There was an exercise done today by Matt Miller at ESPN where he talked to 10 anonymous scouts, and he assigned each one a team, and they did a mock draft. And he cites that, you know, within the league, teams do mock drafts. They do exercises to play out different scenarios and react to them in real time so that they can kind of game things out. All right, if this guy goes there, we'll take this. if that guy goes over here, we're going to take that. And they'll game out an actual mock draft as well. And so he goes on to detail that these scouts aren't in the same conference in a lot of cases or the same division as the team picking. So it goes Caleb Williams 1 to Chicago, Drake May 2 to Washington. Uh-oh. That means the Patriots are now choosing between Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy.
And what happens?
Oh, well, I was going to say, the choice is Jaden Daniels out of LSU, an NFC South area scout, makes the pick. With two quarterbacks off the board, the decision was easy for our stand-in Pats GM. Quote, the other guys really left me without a choice, but this is who we wanted outside of Caleb anyway. We're sprinting to the podium with this pick. Sprinting. He's a true playmaker and can beat you with his arm and his legs. So after that, Harrison goes to Arizona. There were no trades allowed in this mock, by the way. So it's, you know, boilerplate. Joe Alt to the Chargers. Malik Nabers to the Giants. Roma Dunze to Tennessee. Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo, to Atlanta. Byron Murphy, tackle out of Texas to Chicago. And the offensive tackle out of Oregon State, not even going to bother pronouncing that, going to the Jets at pick 10. Here's the takeaway. J.J. McCarthy outside of the top 10, according to scouts within the league. So what do we make of that?
This is where it's really important to note that this mock draft doesn't have any trades in it, because I think that's where J.J. McCarthy comes into play, because you have somebody, one of these teams, whether it's Atlanta or the Vikings or somebody who wants to move up, go and get a quarterback there. Like, you could name any number of teams who will be moving up and trying to make a trade happen, and that J.J. McCarthy would really, after the 1-2-3, be the only quarterback who's sitting there.
Okay, fair. The Giants don't need a quarterback. They wouldn't take one at 6.
Yeah, Giants, Roman. I'm saying like any of these possible.
No, but I get it. You're saying Minnesota and Vegas and Denver, teams like that, who are boxed out of the top 10 in this scenario.
Right. But I'm saying I think that there may be a team that would jump ahead of New York and get ahead of them because they are so desperate for a quarterback and are talking themselves into J.J. McCarthy being worthy of one of those picks.
Here's the my takeaway. And you're right, Mego. If you were allowed at trades, maybe he would go in the top 10. Scouts don't feel like he's in the same class as those other three. And these are actual scouts within the NFL. These are not mock drafts. These are not media members. This isn't Mel Kiper, Daniel Jeremiah, who is a former scout. These are actual people in the league. And so that tells you there's a gap there. I don't buy and have not bought the idea the Patriots would trade back or that they're in on J.J. McCarthy. This makes me feel better.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good way to feel about it. I'd be the happiest if they got Jaden Daniels too, by the way. I think if he fell to them at 3, I wouldn't be thrilled, but I'd be happier than I would be with Drake May, definitely. But I think that in terms of those picks you just mentioned, Denver, Minnesota, and Vegas, I think go 11, 12, 13 or in some order like that.
Yep.
So if you get to Chicago at 9, no way they wouldn't trade that pick away if they had one of those teams. And it would probably have to be 12 or 13, whoever's at 11. If it gets all the way to 9, they probably figure, all right, we can get him now. We can get McCarthy if he falls to us. But the team's picking at 12 and 13. 100% would want to trade with Chicago if they like McCarthy.
Okay, so I found that interesting. You can jump in on what the Patriots are doing at pick number 3. Meanwhile, you can also weigh in on this story out today from ESPN, Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, also Jeremy Fowler. I like the headline on this. Voted off the island. Inside Bill Belichick's failed job hunt. This is always risky. Let's go to David in the car. Go ahead, David.
David, this is going to be really tough for us. This is a...
David?
Yes, I'm here.
David! Okay, good.
We were about to swing the axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even want to tell you the off-air conversation we had about this phone call, but go ahead, David.
I'm here. You guys there?
Yeah, no, we're here.
We're here, David.
Yeah, sorry. All right. So here's my thing, guys. So without getting too much detail, because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, the Kraft is, you know, especially Mr. Kraft, okay? And I always refer to him as Mr. Kraft with a very valid reason, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
You know, he was very concerned. I worked for the Kraft, not the NFL end of it. I know somebody who works for them, still works for them. So they're not exactly what the picture paint to be. Okay, and the last thing that Mr. Kraft wanted was Belichick to leave and go win somewhere else. So the stories of him probably calling other owners very much possible and probably very true, because that was the last thing.
David, let
me
just cut you off. It's true. They said it's true. Stacey James did not deny that he called Arthur Blank.
Right.
He didn't even deny he said anything mean about him. He just said on that specific phone call, after they mutually parted ways, he didn't rip him. That's all he said.
Right. And also, he didn't recall, perhaps, if maybe he did.
Yeah, he might have.
He might have.
They even deny it.
He doesn't remember.
Did anyone else feel like David was talking to us in between him eating a sandwich?
Yeah, so I'll tell you our off-air conversation. If David has been not ready,
a sandwich, look, and David, then another thought.
David, you're an excellent phone caller. You consume this station. You consume this show. We appreciate
and
you know
sandwiches,
your
sandwiches apparently.
Okay, but I got to tell you, if you're not ready to go on the phones, you're on the border, and this was Ryan's idea, and I think there's something to be said for it. Yeah, you're on the border of a brief call-in suspension. That's all. So be ready to go. He was ready to go today. Even if he was housing his sandwich or whatever he was doing, he was ready to go. So we'll take that. But you're close. You're on Ryan's last nerve.
Here's the thing.
To throw Ryan under the bus, you're on Ryan's last
nerve. That's fine. In defense of him, though, when he asks how everyone's doing, he doesn't wait for an answer.
No, that's true.
Which is a plus, I think.
No,
I don't even care how Jones is doing most days. So you don't got to ask him if you call in.
Yeah, that's true. No one does. You can vote at Jones and Mego. Will Bill Belichick ever be a head coach in the NFL again? It's still 51-49, holding strong. You can also weigh in 617-779-7937. We'll have more details on this. Bill Belichick, his future in the league. What's he going to be up to next? There were some details on that, along with why all the teams shut him down and decided not to bring him in this past offseason. Plus, got to get to the Red Sox. Another ugly one last night. Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox, standing by at 3:15. We'll get to what's wrong with his team and some updates on Rafael Devers and Garrett Whitlock, who left the game early. That's next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.